The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, eventually, but hey, you know what it is. It's Friday, which means it's happy hour with guests all over the place. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a happy hour Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. Don't bother calling right now because it's happy hour. But you can get us on...
Nick's already popping tops.
Yeah. You can get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Josh Ennis Show, at MK Pallet, the guest of honor today. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975, where we need to get a hell of a lot more than 171, or there will be no drinking.
Uh-oh. Is that where we're at? 171?
Yeah. I mean, you got Eric Mayhem up. Warner here. Just seeing him should be worth 200.
I'll be honest. Today, we've got two different boozes. Three new boozes, but... With one of the boozes, we're up to 313 already.
Oh, okay.
We're
fine. Good job, guys.
We are going to... Josh can't hang out and drink all day. Josh, as some of us know, Josh has had some medical issues, like gout.
Yes.
And
but don't make it sound like I'm not drinking because of gout. Gout has never stopped me from anything.
That's true.
I'm doing this because I've been off of food for 3 days, and I think that it would be very bad for me
to
have a ton
of booze. Do you feel cleansed?
I actually kind of do. I did have a sandwich for lunch.
How's your stool been?
Basically non-existent.
Loose?
Just nothing.
Nothing?
Very little.
When's the last time you pooped?
Like, farts are a real risk currently.
Yeah, that's what
I don't want to get too... No, I'm not saying that I'm not a fart risk. I'm saying that farting is a risky move.
Right, that makes sense.
As my grandma used to say, my bowels are running like water.
Okay. Well,
does that give you enough of that?
That's enough of that. Yes. So you never know what's going to happen,
But I just don't think it'd be wise for me to dive headfirst into this when all I've had is a hoagie here in the last 3 days.
So what was on your hoagie?
Roast beef and turkey.
Okay.
And I don't do mayonnaise or anything. It's just basically plain. Just
plain and dry.
A little provolone.
Huh? Okay.
Maybe a little oil.
Okay.
That's about it.
By
the way, I love this Carbot can. I think that's the coolest.
The horseshoe can?
I love that can. That looks great. Let me show it to the people.
Well... Here's what we've got. Eric brought in some absinthe, and he also brought in a mystery booze. None of us know what it is. None of us can read the label on it because we don't speak Norwegian or whatever the hell it is. I have no idea.
But Nick did.
No, Nick doesn't. Nick, I mean, we've established Nick was born in this country, unfortunately. He has the same rights as all the rest of us. But what we are going to do, my initial thought was, well, we don't know what it is. There's not enough to go around. It's a very small amount. So let's just dump it in the mega shot. But Josh was like, well, we've got to taste it to know what it is. So
I'm curious.
Josh has volunteered. He's going to drink half of that bottle. And then the rest is going to go dumped into the mega shot. So, Josh, you're going to have to give us a vivid description of what it tastes like.
Okay. How am I doing here? Take the mic over here.
We got you.
This is an... Yeah, we're doing it now. It's a non-traditional way to start happy hour because normally we start it with Tyler and someone else shotgunning a Four Loco.
Take the mic over.
We got you.
This is an this
yeah,
is,
a little
yeah,
less than that.
Maybe
it's
take
a non-traditional the
shot
way
out
to
of the
start
bottle,
happy
then
hour.
We'll dump the,
why am I hearing myself back? Normally we start it with Tyler and yeah, I'm hearing myself back. I guess maybe the twitch is running back into my ears. I don't like that. But all right, here we go.
It seems kind of almost thick. No, I guess not.
Looks maple syrup.
Well, let's pull.
It kind of did.
I did chill it down on the drive over.
You smell it here.
It smells rough. Mm.
All right. I don't think it smells that bad.
Okay, well, go for it, man.
Fine. I'm a grown-ass man.
You're a grown-ass man. It's time to party hard. Just pretend it's juice. Oh, this is going to ruin your stools.
I'm not going to lie. It's pretty good.
Oh, it's good? Okay. All right.
I actually kind of like it a lot. It's kind of sweet.
Well, let's dump what's left of it into the mega shot.
I'd argue somebody else should try it. I kind of want someone else to experience it.
The rest of us are going to experience in the mega shot.
Yeah, because we don't want it to be too good, right?
Right.
We also have, courtesy of our buddy Woodland Sam, a pickle vodka.
Yes.
That looks like urine.
I think it's pretty good, though.
And I'll be honest, Trey, you're on thin ice around here. You wasted almost a whole beer
last week. That tastes like, have you ever had Baron Jaeger? It's a honey liqueur.
I've not.
That's what that tastes like.
Is that possibly what it is here?
It tastes like honey, yeah.
Okay. Well, is it like mead?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, there's nothing better than mead.
I think it's better than mead.
Well, you haven't had good mead.
But it's meadish. I got mine from the Renaissance Festival.
Yeah, that's not good mead.
Right next to the kettle corn and the
turkey
leg.
That's not good mead.
That's fine mead.
That's not good mead.
That is top-notch mead.
That's
the king would not give me bad mead.
He would.
I actually got kicked out of the Renaissance Festival.
Did you? For what?
Well, I was hammered. And me and a buddy of
mine. You were the
mine,
only one there that was hammered.
There was like a stage that was open that had like a piano and like a bell. It was a big bell. And I got hammered and we ran up on stage. We were dressed in costumes, superhero costumes for some reason.
Not traditional Renaissance costumes?
No, we just made it. We all went. Yeah, it was. It was Halloween weekend and the theme was we all got in a limo and dressed like random superheroes. So I get up there, me and a buddy of mine. He's dressed as a turkey for some reason. And we start banging, ringing this bell. And this lady comes out, this matron. I don't know what you would call her, but she comes
Winch.
Up. She basically says shame. She does the shame thing, like, please get off the stage. Shame, shame type of thing. And we're like, whatever.
Shame.
Then the cops came over. And we thought maybe they were just in costume because it's the Renaissance Festival. So, like, hey, okay, bro. No, he just kicked us out and sent us back to our limousine where we proceeded to throw up.
I
love the Renaissance
limousine?
Festival. You know who hates me is the king from the Texas Renaissance Festival. Not because of that. And I hate to hijack your show. This I know you're listening
That's
to
right.
when I do this. But it really quickly because it fits. So when I worked at 610, the guy at the Renaissance Festival that was the king did not like me.
Why?
I don't know. He hated my show.
Oh.
And like he would
Well, at least the king listened to your show.
Me. Yeah, but he would tweet me about how much he hated me. So the king
Now all those tweets are directed at me.
Well, congrats, king. So the king shows up in full king outfit, and he's got a little purse. Midgey, as my grandma used to say. Midgey is how she used to say it.
We call it a wee lad.
A wee lad would walk behind the king and hold his little cape until he would get into the bathroom. So he walked with him into the men's room at the urinal.
If you caught the end of the Josh Ennis show, yet another form of slavery that doesn't seem to be looked down upon, right?
Correct.
The way royalty uses little people.
No, I want an entire...
I think you are looking down upon them.
Can you guys bring a full bottle of this somewhere?
By natural. It's
gone. That's
it. I want this at home.
That's it.
It's
gone.
I don't know where I got it, and I don't know where to get more.
I want more of it. It's fantastic. But anyway, I'm going to stop hijacking your show now.
All right, Josh. Josh is out of here. Thank you.
Later, Josh.
Josh is going to be out in Beaumont with us at 5 under next Friday. It'll be a good time. He'll be off the cleanse, and he'll be fully ready. He'll be near a bathroom, and we'll be ready to go. We're up to 420 people, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to hit a break. When we come back, I'll spin the wheel. I'll see who's going to shotgun with Tyler, or at least chug, because I don't want to get spit on. And then we're gonna open up the shots. We've got two different booze that we've got to try. We've got some pickle beer, and then we've got some good beer, too, which is always nice to have at the end of the nonsense. Tyler, did you take that other beer out of the freezer? Is it still in there?
Not yet.
Okay.
Still getting cold.
Okay. All right, we'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Happy hour, baby. You need to know your place. Because it's about to get heavy.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. It's fall and we could all use a little awesome. Well, our friends at Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life.
Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. Who wouldn't want awesome stuff sent to them every month, right? It's like Christmas on your doorstep. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips, no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them to pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off your first box.
Friday, it's Game 3 of the World Series. The Los Angeles Dodgers and the Tampa Bay Rays.
Rays Dodgers, Friday at 6:30 on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, I got to tell you about New Brakes. And this company is so cool because they come to you. All they do is brakes. They do a great job. And right now, if you're having brake problems, you're hearing that squeaking or that grinding, it's time to get it fixed. And all you have to do is go to the website, newbrakes.com. And if you mention ESPN, you're going to get 10% off your service. And they're going to get back to you within a couple of minutes and give you a quote. And then they're going to come to you. So you could sit at home and watch football, or you could be at work doing whatever you do at work. And they'll come and fix it right then and there. They're backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. Josh's wife had it done on his car. I've had about a bunch of listeners all tell me the same thing. Man, these guys are great. Everything that you guys have said about them is 100% accurate. So go to newbrakes.com, N-U-B-R-A-K-E-S.com. Get that transparent, surprise-free repair quote. Make sure you mention ESPN so you get 10% off your service, and you will be thrilled. Newbrakes.com, N-U-B-R-A-K-E-S.com.
Yeah!
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on Happy Hour. Take it away, A.J.
All right, guys. It is about that time where we spin the wheel. Where are we at on the Twitch? How many people are watching?
We are at 400 and... between 5 and 410.
Okay, well, we're over 400, so it's good. So we've got Sour Grape 4 Loco for Tyler this week. Tyler, how'd you feel after the Steel Reserve last week?
Not bad, actually.
Who drank that with you? It was Nick? Nick, oh, Nick, yeah. How'd you feel about it? Were you good? Okay, well, maybe I'm going too easy on you guys. That must be what it is. All right, here we go. I'm going to spin the wheel. We're going to find out... who is going to shotgun the Grape 4 Loco with Tyler? Can we... or bartender... Jack, you better not. I don't trust you. Juggalo Trey?
Oh,
all
God.
Right.
Oh, God.
Now, I want to make this clear. You're just chugging. Yeah. You're not shotgunning. I also want to make this clear. If you spit this out... you're done with Happy Hour.
I don't want to be done with Happy Hour.
Then don't spit it out.
I won't. If I do, I'm going to run like that way.
No, you need to finish the 4 Loco. This is part of the deal around here, all right? You want to play the game, you got to play by the rules.
I'll do my best. That's a lot of alcohol.
It's only 14%.
It's not that bad.
Hold on, don't start it. Wait, let Tyler puncture his... let him penetrate the can.
If Trey needs to slow down halfway through and just finish it off, that's fine too.
Yeah, we'll accept that.
I mean,
that.
If you have to take a breath in the middle...
completion is more important than speed.
That's okay. But you do have to finish. Well, this is going to be heavy flow. It's a heavy flow day for Tyler. All right, here we go, baby.
A little bit on the shirt, but otherwise clean for Tyler. Oh, that looks like it was hideous.
Oh, it smells awful. Did we finish there, Tyler? Did you finish it off?
Yeah, Trey, well, half of it's on his shirt.
Oh, Trey's hurt.
How are you holding up, Trey?
Finish it up first, though. Come on, let's go.
Let's go. You better not. You better not.
Oh, boy.
Don't do it.
Man, that does smell hideous. Oh, God. Really glad I didn't get that.
You're almost there. Go, 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 go.
Trey's not going to make it.
All right.
It did. That's all right. Acceptable? All right.
Yeah, we have a professional judge here. Oh. That's not good.
Trey
just fell down. Everybody. We think on purpose.
No, that wasn't on purpose.
Are you? Do you need to lay down for a little bit?
Nah, I'm fine. I'm gonna be good.
We're not gonna be allowed to have you on happy hour.
No, please don't say that. This is what I live for.
I know,
I have
but
no
like,
other value.
HR is gonna come in and say Trey fell down.
Yeah.
I have no other value.
You have plenty of value.
Hour.
You run the World Series games.
Man,
Tyler handled this worse than Trey.
That really wasn't that
Tyler
bad.
Tyler hasn't fallen down.
Where are you going,
yet?
Tyler? Oh,
why are you turning it down?
Well, okay, 1 to 10.
How
is the taste? 1 to 10.
I'm gonna go 4.2.
Did it taste like Kool-Aid?
Yeah, it tasted like.
It tasted like great Dimetapp. That's what it tasted like.
Oh well.
You probably enjoyed the taste of great Dimetapp as a kid.
All right.
Cough medicine.
How many? Do we have all our shots lined up, Nick?
Yeah.
We've got
498 on Twitch.
498?
500.
All right, 500. All right. That's enough for us to do our shot.
Thank you, brother.
Pickle vodka, thanks to Woodland Sam. Oh, God.
Oh.
This smells like the big jar of pickles. This just smells like pickle juice.
It smells like formaldehyde.
Oh, my God.
Hey, not kidding, but that needs to be over here by me, that trash can. I've been warning you guys about what pickle makes me do forever. So.
Feels all icky.
Twitchers, I am charging you with taking screenshots if Fred ends up throwing up on camera. Or
Are we short a shot? Does Aaron have one? So everybody got one except Trey. Okay. No, yeah, Trey doesn't need any more. All right, well,
God,
this is
going to
be so
on our
awful.
Hands.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
This is the hardest one. Oh, God.
I warned you guys.
Oh.
Can't do it.
I can't do it.
Oh, that's bad.
I can't do it.
It's
sorry.
Like somehow
oh, that's so bad.
It gets better at the end.
Yeah.
I don't know if this should have been ingested warm.
Oh,
yeah,
oh like, my God. Ew.
We should have put that in the freezer.
Everybody's hurting on this. Okay, so that's a
this
consensus.
Is going to make the mega shot so I'm bad.
I don't like it, but I it's not as bad as I thought it would be.
The opening taste is awful.
It wouldn't have been as bad if I didn't just chug that Four Loko.
Now it just tastes like I ate a pickle and I've got the aftertaste of eating a pickle.
The burp is not good, though.
The initial reaction of it hitting my taste buds was really, really, really bad.
See, there was a middle part for me.
Tyler, is that like really cheap,
out,
sweet,
Fred?
And sour?
I couldn't do it. There was some
Fred.
Sweet in there.
I've been telling you guys about pickle stuff and me. You said to
for
get you a
year.
Pickle beer and you drink it.
Because you guys kept challenging me on it. But I'm going to tell you, I spit it out. I couldn't do it.
Man.
I can't do pickle. I'm telling you, man, pickles make me throw up.
That has to get Fred another name on the Mega Shot spin.
One or two.
I don't care. I would rather drink the whole bottle of Mega Shot than ever put
well,
that crap
Mega
in my
Shot's
mouth.
Well, the Mega Shot's
about to have pickle in it.
All right. We don't have time to do another round of shots
I love how you Twitchers are criticizing me for being a wuss.
I mean, you did spit out a shot.
Yeah, I did spit out a shot of something that makes me gag the instant it goes in my mouth.
I'm just saying, any man, it's frowned upon if you spit out a shot. Can we all agree on that?
Fair enough.
I mean,
I don't care. If you want me to apologize, you've come to the wrong guy.
Don't need apology. So did anybody really see? Here's the qualifier for me. Was it a visceral reaction? Like,
I was too busy taking my disgusting shot. I don't
like
know.
Spasming.
Well, we or did he just check like, the Twitch?
I'm not down.
Let's look at the Twitch feed. We'll see.
It
won't stop recording. It won't stop. We can't go back until after the show.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to find out later.
That's why I said, if somebody on Twitch, if one of our Twitchers screenshotted it, they need to tweet it at us immediately so we can see it.
All right. No, it got halfway down my throat, basically. All right. Spit it out.
I'm gonna spin. Somebody's going to drink a pickle beer to go with this. And then we're going to do the absinthe on the other side. That's all right. You don't have to. I don't trust you with the camera, Jack.
Zoom in on it, Jack. Come on. You got to learn someday.
Oh! Juggy Trey, Juggy T!
No, we can't do this.
That's because your shoelaces are untied.
We can't do it.
No, we can't.
We're gonna spin again.
You know what? No, I'll give me the damn beer.
You're just gonna spit it out.
If I do, I do.
Well, I don't want to. I paid for that beer with my money.
It can't be as bad as that shot was.
Don't get the big trash can.
No, I'm not.
Just hold your nose and chug a lug.
I just tasted some pickle shot. Those.
Oh, you
left
just
over
took a
my
sip.
Mustache.
That was a big mistake.
Not as bad as the other one.
Okay. You gonna chug? You gonna sip it?
I'm gonna drink it, but I'm not gonna. I'm gonna just let me drink the damn beer.
Okay, all right. Shut up. All right, we're gonna take a break. We're gonna be back. We're gonna take our absinthe, and we've got some mega shot spins and one more sour pickle beer spin. It's gonna be a horrible day here on the Blitz.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz.
Tyler, how did the grape Four Loko compare to the black Four Loko?
Black one was way better.
And the red one?
Red, actually, I think I enjoyed it because it was fruit punch. I like that
one. I'm going to try to get the gold for you eventually.
Yeah, let's do gold. Would probably be better than the grape.
Okay. So are you not a fan of grape in general?
Grape tastes. No, I like grape, but it just
you just don't
tasted,
like grape Four Loko.
It tastes too medicinal. It tastes like Dimetapp for sure.
This is. We're gonna wheel of death a few more shots of the pickle vodka because it's vile, one, which makes it funny, but two, if we add all of that to the mega shot, it's gonna ruin the mega shot forever. Like we're just gonna end up dumping it out. So we're doing the absinthe first, sure.
Well, are we gonna dump leftover absinthe into? Oh, there's nothing left. Okay.
Oh,
that solves that riddle, that mystery. Mm.
Yeah, I think we need to, maybe we do...
Here, I'll do it.
Let's do that. Take that one.
We gotta have some in the mega shot.
You know what? We're going to spin the wheel, and somebody else is also not going to get a shot of the absinthe. This is a spin out.
So this is to remove their name?
Yeah, someone's not...
Oh, Juggalo Trey.
Really?
Look at that. Yeah.
Okay, I got to remove him from the wheel altogether. Yeah.
Tell him to go buy some lottery tickets.
Okay, one more.
For real.
So Trey and this person aren't going to take the absinthe shots. Aaron, all right.
He looked disappointed at that.
Aaron, you are you bummed out?
I mean, I was up for trying it, but if it's...
Have you never had absinthe?
No.
Okay, I've had absinthe many a time. You can have my shot.
Okay.
Unless, Fred, do you want out of it? You want in? Does anybody here want to opt out?
And now I've already smelled it, and I know it smells horrible. I've only had the American version. Okay. I want to try the overseas.
Now I'll sit out, and I'll add mine to the mega shot as well.
This overseas isn't going to impair my ability to do my job, is
it? Yeah, who knows?
No, everybody's scared of absinthe. It's not that big of a deal. It's just booze, all right?
With a little voodoo in it.
I was telling Eric and Fred, like, when you go to New Orleans, and New Orleans is where I've had the most absinthe, and you go, it goes through, like, the whole the tubes and the funnels, and there's the it drips through the sugar cube. It is different. I don't know what that process is other than just it looks cool, but it does mess you up a little bit.
Placebo effect, probably.
Maybe it is, but it works. All right, so everybody grab your shots. You know what? Pour half of mine into a different shot, and then give me half of one, and then those two can go into the mega shot.
Trade me and give me the big shot since I couldn't finish the first one.
Is
that fair?
Now you can add those together and dump that in the mega shot. All right. Here we go, boys. Cheers.
Cheers.
It's not easy.
You know what tasted exactly like that?
What did?
The Iraq Razoot.
It is very similar.
Yeah, it's very close
Black
to it.
Black licorice.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It sticks around for a little while.
Yeah. Cough syrup.
Yeah. It is very medicinal.
Very licorice-y.
Yep.
I regret this.
You could have. You had the choice.
I know. I wanted to be part of the team.
Well,
that was a bad idea.
Now you're on the team, bro. Well, somebody gets to wash it down. Nick, somebody's going to wash it down right now with a pickle shot. Who's it going to be? Fred, are you done with that pickle beer yet?
No. I'm doing the best I can.
With baby in it.
Ooh,
look, I just did a double shot of this crap.
Nicholas!
He spun it.
It's spun. It's on Nick.
Yeah.
Nick gets a pickle shot. Nick, and because I don't want Nick to do it by himself, someone's going to do it with him. Nick,
here we go.
Zoom in one more time.
Let's spin it.
Marcus. All right, Marcus said he liked it anyway, so he can have it. All right, there we go. So now we're going to get a couple more pickle shots out of the bottle, so we won't be able to add too much to the mega shot.
Is Fred exempt? Like, what if his name would have come up there?
He would have had to try again.
I would have tried again.
That's the sign of a man.
But I'm not. I'm
a real man.
I've got an eye.
I think I'm feeling that absinthe kind of got me nice and serene. I could.
Did it? Does anybody
probably
else
handle trying it again? I'm not going to unless it comes on me. But
I've got an idea.
Did anybody else?
Are we supposed to have taken a break already? No, we already did. We're good. Okay. So here's what I think we're going to do next, and we'll save a couple mega shot spins for the end once we add everything in. I think what we'll do is take that last pickle beer and pour it into these cups, and then pour a shot of the pickle vodka into it.
Oh, a pickle bomb.
A pickle bomb. That's what it is. It's a pickle bomb.
Here we go.
That's because I'm a thinking man.
What was Tyler's idea?
What was your idea, Tyler?
Well, no, I was just going to ask. The absinthe had a real mouth-numbing quality.
Yeah.
My mouth still feels a little bit numb.
A certain drug. Yeah.
Lidocaine.
At one point in my life.
Like you're at the dentist office?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that
bit.
Maybe.
Yeah, the lips. I got that on the lips. This sort of
mine's the roof of my mouth is like.
Like my tongue is.
Yeah. It's like you went to the dentist.
Well,
and
supposedly this is the absinthe that you can't get in the U.S. There's a couple ingredients that are illegal.
Yep.
We're about to start seeing green fairies.
We only need. Let's do three of them.
Yeah, three's probably.
That should be enough. Like that should split the beer pretty evenly and have room for a shot in each one.
Well, pour the
shot first.
Yeah. But don't pour it up to the blue line, though.
Why not?
That would be too much shot to beer, right?
What? No. You know what? Are you a lady?
No. Okay. Hey.
Yeah.
AJ's will be done.
No, to the bottom of the blue line. So we'll do, and we'll split that beer can three ways. So it'll be an ounce and a half of pickle, vodka, and 4 ounces of beer.
I would just like to bring attention to Fred over here. He looks like he's struggling.
Fred, are you hurting?
Just a bit.
You said it was great.
No, I did not say it was great.
Aaron, didn't he say it was better?
No, I said it wasn't as bad as the other one. Which is why the only reason I'm probably able to get it down.
Fred, if this pickle bomb lands on you, I recommend that you don't slow sip it. You need to.
If it lands on me, I'll try it. But you're gonna have to put that big trash can over here. Because I can assure you, I'm going to throw up.
You and Trey are both on the short list around here. You used to be such a reliable drinker.
I am a reliable drinker when I'm not doing. I've been warning you about pickle stuff forever.
You go ahead and dump.
You weren't there. It was Tepper.
Hey, Nick, pour that beer into all
more beer.
More beer.
The rest of the beer. Yeah.
Yep. It's going to be. There's going to be a more beer to vodka ratio there.
Yeah. There we go.
Like a true bomb. Like a bomb.
All the way until the can's gone.
Yeah,
get rid of the beer.
Evenly. Yeah, there you go.
Here, give me that. I'll pick
it. He wants to check it out on the tap.
Oh, it smells worse than the vodka.
Brett doesn't look good. I'm not going to lie.
I don't know why you're surprised. I have told you guys for years, pickles make me throw up. If you accidentally put a pickle on my burger and I don't know it and I bite into it, I throw up.
No.
It makes me physically ill.
We should try and get, I don't know if you know this, Martin House just put out the
Buffalo Wings.
Buffalo Wings, I'm looking for it. We need to get that.
I'm actively searching.
Okay, good. Yeah, I just want it. You got to put your feelers out.
I'll check
out.
With the
You're
place by me because they get in
here, so.
All the Martin House beers. So I'll go check with them this weekend and ask if they're going to get it.
What's sad is Martin House makes some really good beers. And then they do things like that.
That's some pretty a-hole stuff.
But
to do,
honestly, a lot of people like those pickle beers, and I don't understand why or how. But they're in high demand, and it can't just be a bunch of radio dudes doing happy hour and taking them for punishment. Like there are people who actually drink them for enjoyment.
I think it's because a lot of people like Micheladas.
Yeah,
and those are really good at Micheladas, I would assume.
But
you don't like Bloody Mary?
No, I just had the straight pickle beer. It's bad. The beer I had last week, the Bloody Mary pickle beer, is way worse. Way worse. Because it's like, imagine that.
Well, that's what that is. That's a Michelada, a Bloody Mary and
it's
beer.
It's like that, except with tomato soup poured on top. It's vile.
Probably how they brew.
Oh, God. Sorry.
What'd that taste like?
Pickles.
You're not getting any of the absinthe.
No, it's all
pickle.
Is there a decent beer over there I could have to get this taste out of my mouth?
How about a Carbach?
Ah, look at that.
I might have a colder one, Fred. Hang on.
I like to make it a Carbach.
All right. I want a long last segment of Happy Hour. Let's hit a break. We're going to spin the wheel. We've got some pickle bombs. And we're going to do a mega shot with the pickle vodka added. Someone's going to be the first to try it, and I've got a real bad feeling about it. It's the Blitz on
ESPN
973.
I want it at 550.
Okay,
we need
550
people.
Tell your friends to watch on Twitch.
All right, guys. Also, tell your friends that if you want to get in on the action, like what did we tell you yesterday? Giants plus 5.5. You can do that on my bookie. And guess what, guys? If you really want to get in on anything, whether it's the NFL, college football, you want to bet the World Series tonight, you can do it on MyBookie. Easy deposits, easy withdrawals, tons of options to get in on the action. And if you join today, they're going to match your first deposit 100%. Just enter promo code radio when you sign up. That's promo code radio. And the other cool thing is when you win, you actually get paid. A lot of websites, part of the gamble is putting your money in there. Not with MyBookie. They will pay you. And whatever it is you hit a parlay, hit a big parlay, they're going to pay you off. You can bet live as well. So if you get to a game and you miss the start of it, you can jump in and bet it then. It's all on mybookie.ag. Once again, join today. They're going to match your first deposit 100% with promo code radio. That's how they do it. You want to win some money? This is the way to go. Mybookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. That's mybookie.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. I don't know what I just missed, but...
Shout out to Brandon, who can't be at happy hour today.
But, yeah, bring Todd in.
You want to bring Todd in?
Go get Todd.
Yeah, put Todd
go
on
get
the
Todd.
Wheel.
Todd, come down here. Let's put him on the wheel.
He's a team player.
Yeah. So, this is a... this is a special event because this is Eric's first time.
Yeah.
So Eric is going to get a mega shot today.
That first timers, I'll get one no matter what.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's right.
Cool, I'm down.
But we'll spin to see who gets the mega shot with him. Josh Ennis texted me and said, I feel bad for not trying the pickle shot. Can you save me some? Bring it to Beaumont.
Oh.
Unfortunately not. It's all in the mega shot now. So Josh is going to get, you're going to get some eventually, Josh. Don't worry.
Well, what he can do is, I bet you anything, that bar, they probably have pickle juice and vodka.
There is some kind of pickle shot that they make with pickle juice. I don't know what it's called.
It's called gross.
Well, yeah, I know. And what that was the one we were in for the Super Bowl in, I think, Mesa. And Tepper and I were in a bar, and I had a Leafs hat on, and a bunch of Canadians said, hey, we want to buy shots for you. And I didn't know it was a pickle shot. So, yeah, I looked like a real meow because I...
That's a theme lately.
They had to clean the table.
That's a theme lately, Fred. All right. Are we ready to do a spin?
Spin it up.
So here's what we'll do. We'll do three spins for these three pickle bombs. And then we'll do a final spin, and whoever lands on that final spin will do the mega shot with Eric. Now the mega shot has had all the leftover pickle vodka added to it. I would guess that the mega shot is the grossest it's ever been right now.
How many different liquors in there now?
13.
Look behind you on the wall.
12, and then 13, add one. Yeah, 13.
Yeah,
13. No, 14, because absinthe and pickle.
That's
so there's
true.
14 total. The ratios are not exactly even.
It's a high ratio of pickle vodka right now. All right, here we go. Let's spin it up.
Oh, please be me. I want one of these pickle bombs. I do not want the other one. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Freddy!
Uncle Freddy!
The Falcon.
I warned you guys.
It was literally...
Bro, take the middle one. Take the middle one.
It doesn't matter how close it was.
How close was it to being me?
All I know...
They're close.
I'm warning you right now. When I throw up,
close.
You might want to back up. I'm going that way.
Go to the left.
No, I'm going...
Go to your left.
You're
taking
right
like a man,
Fred.
You're a NASCAR driver, Fred. Go left.
Nope, this is a road race. I got to go right.
Oh yeah, we should.
I'm not waiting.
No, come on.
I'm not waiting. I want to get rid of this damn
thing. Fred needs sole attention on him right now.
Go, Fred.
Oh my god.
Go.
Here we go.
Go.
Got it.
Go.
Yes,
baby.
Freddy!
Woo!
Oh, get that trash can.
It's Freddy, gotta get down, it's Freddy.
Yeah, baby.
I think he's going to make it.
I think he's going to hurl.
Come on, puke and rally.
If you're gonna,
actually, don't rally, don't
if
puke.
If you're going to spew,
just rally.
In this.
No, he does not.
Fred doesn't want a Bud Light seltzer, Jack.
Just rally, dude, just rally. You got it.
Fred's got this.
There's some cold
just hear
sweat.
My voice.
Gathering on his brow.
Fred, let's talk about the flavor. How did you feel about it?
He's not ready yet, man. He can't talk.
He's
literally speechless.
Yeah, dude, you're like Godzilla walking back there. Come on.
You're making us look bad around here with all the stumbling.
Gojira over here. Here we go.
Are we good?
Status update.
Back.
Give us a sit rep, Fred.
I'm pretty sure I'm allergic to this. I am. I'm turning red.
All right, let's do another spin. Somebody else is getting
it. Anybody got an EpiPen, just in case?
All right.
Somehow fitting.
That was almost Fred again. That would have been really good.
Yeah, that's not happening. I'm not doing another one.
Oh, yeah, I'll spin it one more time. Somebody can do it with me.
Perfect.
All right. Nice.
All right. You get the bigger.
That's what she said.
The bigger dude.
Good luck, man.
All right, my friend. Cheers. Oh, boy.
Oh, it's so gross.
I'm with Marcus. I don't mind pickles. But there is a burn.
So, that
I'm pretty sure I'm going to be feeling for the next 14 hours.
It tastes like the pickles at... So, I it doesn't taste like a pickle you'd get at school, like at the high school football game for 75 cents.
Dill pickles.
It doesn't taste like that. It tastes like the pickles on the table at Jason's Deli, that when you bite into them, you're like, ugh, what'd they do to this pickle?
They've been sitting in a cooler for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's what it tastes like. Oh, that's really gross.
Is there a pickle beer on the horizon for Carbach beer?
I think Carbach that would be no.
Let's do a pickle.
Thank you. A pickle stout.
A pickle chocolate cake stout.
Oh, God.
Let's do a pickle throw up barley wine. What do you think?
I'll drink it.
Okay, of course you will.
No, a pickle throw up sour.
Okay. Like someone's going to do the mega shot with Eric.
My name's going to come up on this.
God bless whoever this lands on. I'm sorry in advance.
I'm pretty sure after... it can't be worse than...
Let's do it, brother.
Let's do it, man.
I pick a Rick!
Yeah!
We got it. I pick a Rick, bitches!
All right. All right, Nick, you going to pour us up? One of you guys? Yeah, pour us up here.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Hold on. Okay, wait. The mega shot.
I took it off.
Mega
the wheel's
shot.
Over. We're done mega wheeling
over?
Today. Yeah, the wheel's over for the day.
Okay,
it's almost time.
Blue line.
It's okay. Almost time to do
the
a show.
Blue line. All right.
Give me one. I'm going to do it with you, Fred.
Oh, that a boy. Oh,
see? This is how people support each other, AJ. I did this with him last week or 2 weeks ago. Trey, why are you still here?
Trey,
you got to go home. I think Trey needs to go
home.
He doesn't need to go home.
He needs to go sit in the bullpen and chill.
Yeah.
He needs to quarantine for a while.
I mean, Trey, it's like The Walking Dead.
Yeah, Trey, go out there, sit down.
I want to shoot him in the face with a crossbow.
Jack, get him out
here. He's doing it on purpose.
Yeah. I don't think he's doing it on purpose.
Jack, come on.
The guy had one beer.
Yep, all right. All
right,
Nick.
Teammates.
To the mega shot.
Mega shot.
Here we go.
How is it now?
Oh, God, you get the pickle and you get the licorice.
Oh, dude, that is...
Oh, that is awful.
Here's what's happened over the last few weeks. People have taken the mega shot and gone, not that bad. A little minty.
I think that's over.
That's this terrible,
is, after some cold brew Jägermeister.
That is terrible.
After cold brew Jägermeister, menthol tobacco
Nick,
vodka.
Did you shake that up? Because it tasted all like the licorice in the pickle.
You need to shake it up, yeah.
It tasted a lot like licorice to begin with.
Well, okay. Mostly licorice and pickle.
Just smell it.
Well, it's like the pickle first, then you get the licorice.
It still smells like tobacco. It smells like an ashtray.
Every single stench in this. Good God.
Now the mega shot is back to being a punishment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, one's volunteering mega shots going forward.
Yeah, because the last couple of weeks I've said, not so bad. Of course he likes it.
Marcus has the worst taste.
You like it?
He's probably made out with girls and tastes worse. Absolute worst. I'm never doing the mega shot again.
You are doing it if you land on the wheel.
Yeah, if you land on
you
it.
You may not have a choice.
Or you'll
the
get rules, the hell out baby. Of here. I've never landed on the wheel. Well,
that is
next
true.
Week.
He never has. And we need to put him on like extra times or something.
Okay. Works for me.
This is
that's like 80 spins. You can't do that.
See, but he wants on there because this is his one chance to like show up and get your stuff.
He's like Trey.
How did what?
Tyler is hurting back there.
Tyler, you're hurting?
Sorry. I think Tyler's feeling pretty good.
I doubled over for a second just to kind of...
So I have a couple ideas about how to make this grosser. Like, who brings the next bottles? How do you determine that?
I don't know.
I think either...
People make suggestions.
There's got to be like a pumpkin I mean, if there's pumpkin spice latte and pumpkin this and that, there's got to be like some cheap.
Oh, there's a pumpkin vodka.
Or something. Yeah, so I think a pumpkin vodka.
Pumpkin spice whiskey.
Pumpkin spice whiskey there is.
But it's got to be sweet and gross. Like, whiskey is still whiskey, right?
Well, yeah. there's a Wicked Pickle whiskey.
But it's only available in Missouri.
Can we
that's
just, enough pickle.
No more pickles, yeah. Please.
That's enough pickle.
That would ruin everything.
Unless I can find more of the Bloody Mary pickle beer, and that's a good punishment chug.
I think I can find some.
Yeah, I went to a couple stores, like the good spots where they normally have a nice reserve, and they're all sold out.
So. I'll talk to beers looking at you down by me.
Okay.
And see. I think the other thing that would make the mega shot.
I think I can talk them into saving me.
Yeah, that's so gross.
Woodland Sam says he can find weird pumpkin stuff for us.
Woodland Sam is the man. He's got some good access to stuff.
Yeah, is he the one who dropped the
he dropped the pickle vodka.
Ask him if he can get something smoky. Woodland Sam. I think something like the smokiest scotch or mezcal that you could put in there would make this thing super gross.
Are you not
gross.
Still tasting the tobacco in that?
I didn't get a lot of tobacco.
I didn't either.
Can you still smell it? Like, smell
did
your
you
cup.
Do one?
No.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't get the tobacco. What I got was the pickle first and then the...
Oh, I get the tobacco now.
Let him smell it.
Okay, smell this.
But then I got the licorice.
You smell tobacco?
A little bit. A little bit.
Yeah. You get the licorice, you get the pickle, and the tobacco all at the same time. It is not good at all.
He says smoky and gross. Say no more.
There we go. All right. Thanks for tuning in to Happy Hour. We're actually going to do a radio show now.
Are we?
That's the plan. I'll be honest. I feel the worst I've felt in many Happy Hours. It's I don't feel drunk, but I do feel like my body, like...
Body hates you.
My body's really upset with me right now.
You know what we could really use is a shot of something decent to get this taste out of our mouth.
Actually,
no. We should do that. We should do. A good plan. Book in.
Do we have a decent whiskey
hour.
Around the house?
I do actually. I got a ton. Right.
Just one shot. Something that'll get this taste out of my mouth. That's it.
All right.
I mean, I haven't tasted anything this bad since that night I was really drunk in New Orleans.
All right, we'll be back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Let me see your hands up. What you drinking on?
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.